Glory be to God.
To conclude what we have been hearing from Monday or since Monday about our new song, this morning we'll be looking at new song for a new level. I'll be singing, I'll be praising God. You saw what happened in the drama? Just a song. Turned away the heart of the king from being sorrow. And that he was able to pronounce a blessing. Revelation 21 and verse 5. The book of Revelation 21 and verse 5. And he said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. There's something new for you after this time out. As we begin our new year, we start effectively today. You are also stepping into your new level, into a new thing in your life. You have new testimony. You have new order of blessings in the precious name of Jesus. He said, behold, I make a new thing. You will see that new thing. Isaiah 43 verse 19. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. It's a spring forth. Nobody will deny you the new thing that God is about to do in the name of Jesus. Says, so you don't know it. You will know it. You will see it. Say, behold, I make way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That is God speaking. He's so committed to do a new thing in your life. I don't know what you have been facing in the past, what have been going on in your life. There is a new order now. The earlier you believe it, the faster you move on this race. You will move faster if you are able to believe it. Because God is doing something very new. So, we are saved by Christ to make daily progress. It's not progress in a while. Oh, January was very good for me. My business did well. But you see February, you see March, you see April, you see this, and you start counting many, many months again. No. His mercies are renewed every day, every morning. If God can do that for you, then you ought to make progress on a daily basis. And from now, you'll be making progress. If you believe, you say amen. So you'll be making progress from now in the name of Jesus. And it shall be daily. You will never again be stagnated because you are connected to a God that make everything new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. Each day you wake up, there's a new hope for you. Put yesterday's failure behind you. There's something new every morning. His mercies are renewed every morning. Great, O Lord, is of faithfulness. His compassion faileth not. Lamentation 3, 22 and 23. You will see that there. That God does make everything new every morning. We are the one doing a carryover of yesterday's challenge and the failure of yesterday. But I want to look into a new day with a new hope, a new aspiration, a new faith, believing that today will be better than yesterday. And that has supposed to be for us. But God needed your heart to cooperate with his action so that he can deliver your blessing into your hand. Glory be to God. Because every day give you new hope. He give you new strength. He give you new grace. You can never be stranded as long as you are connected to God and you don't disconnect yourself from him. He will always give you a breakthrough. So there's a new place for every one of us. Just at the church, God has said he's doing a new thing in our life. And at the beginning of the year, he told us 2026 will be our year of new dawn. And there we are right now. And now again, there's a new level for everybody. You will get there. In the name of Jesus. So God is moving us to our new level of blessing and grace to serve him. And nobody will fall back. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You can't be connected to God outside with him and yet be stagnated and be on the floor. And nothing's happening in your life. No new story. No new testimony. No. Except you have break that connection that link you with the Almighty. Every day God is at work and do something new. It's working for you. The enemy that swallowed his life yesterday will kill you. Thank God you woke up and he didn't kill you before daybreak. The battle is won already. Don't put that on your heart and begin to think, what would this man do to you? He can do nothing. He will have done it over the night. Glory be to God. May Almighty God give you this new level. The new level of glory, you experience it in Jesus' name. Quickly, what to do to experience our new level? New level of glory, new level of blessing. There are others, but there is a special order of blessing. The type that God gave to our father Abraham. That today we are enjoying it. Does not end with him, with his all the children. And today we, who became his children through Christ, are also partaker of the blessing. So how do I connect what to do to experience a new dawn? Number one, you must have a working knowledge of your next level. Don't just make it a song. God, I do a new thing in my life. Yes. But have you seen it? You must have a working knowledge of what you want your new level to be. Some is marriage. Some is children. Some is financial breakthrough. Some is business breakthrough. Academic breakthrough. Career breakthrough. Even with that, even when you know the area of your breakthrough, you must still know how it should look like. Genesis 12 and verse 5. And Abraham took Sarah and Lot, his brother's wife, and they departed. And all that they have, what happened? They arrived into Canaan. God told him in verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4, or verse 1 to 3. He didn't tell him where to go, just say, move, and I will show you where. But this man is inner man. He located Canaan. God led him there. He had a dream. He left Haran and moved there with all that he has. You are shouting new level, new dawn. What vision? What can you see with your eye? Whatever you cannot see, you can't locate it. You can't have it. He told him in Genesis 14 and 13, he said, come out of your house. Look to the four corners of the earth. As far as your eye can see, I will do what? The places Abraham didn't see to today, they don't have it. Pray like Gaza. Iran. All those who are troubling the whole world. He didn't see them. As far as your eye can see, have you seen your new level? Are you looking at how it will look like for you? If you can't see it, you can't have it. You must see it. So you must know what your new level look like. Before we build the church, think before we bought land, we have not even bought this land, sir. I did what they call a printing on the wall in the church, in our church that time. And this design was on it. People ask me, this church we want to build? I say, yes. Where is the land? Land has not come. But land will come and work out and make this thing here. So some of our prayer force, we speak to it. Those who are here, that time. And very soon, the land came. And we started building. Exactly what was on that drawing. We printed it on banner and placed it there. That's what he said. No difference. You know, you can't see inside, but you can see the frontage. Glory be to God. We had a dream. There was a picture in our mind. And if God will build a house for us, this one will want to build for us. We had the picture. If you have the picture, do you have the picture of how you want your tomorrow to look like? If you don't know how it's, don't have the picture in your heart, you will not know what to do to get there. Did you go to many land, one plot, two plots? I said, no, this building can't stay on two plots. It can't stay on two plots. And that one, three plots? I said, no, we need four plots. And nobody ever dreamed that this place will still have four plots. And somebody bought this. And we were looking for land, he sent for us. Say, I won't sell my land. I said, we don't buy them already. Because Because it's four plots. Say, God, I've been waiting for you since. And the thing became very, the man changed his mind that he's not selling again. The story is very long. But we give God the glory. He came back and sold it to us. Today we are here. Do you know what your name level is? Do you know how it looks like? The other thing, after locating it, having the picture in your mind, you must know what it takes to get there. You must know what it takes to get there. Luke 14 and verse 28. Jesus was speaking. He said, which of you intend to build a house or a tower that will not first sit and do what? And cost it. To know whether it has enough money or resources to build it. If you have the picture, the dream in your mind, have you asked yourself, what can I do to get to this my dream, achieve this my aim? Many have dreams, but don't know how to activate the dream to bring it to come to pass. You must know what it takes to get to your new level. Otherwise, you will keep maintaining the old level. And every level demands different requirements. The higher your dream, the bigger the picture, the higher the requirement that God will require you to be able to get there. And you must be willing to get there. The next thing you must do after you know what to get there, you must do everything within your power. Do what it takes to get there. Many know what to do, but they never do it. They can talk very big. Their word is loud. Their result is very silent. But God wants your result to be loud and your word to be silent. In other words, you don't go around and say, I know what I carry. I know what inside me. I know what God has told me. Keep that to yourself. We want result. We don't want explanation. People want results. They want to see your results. Talk less. So do whatever it takes. You have known what it takes now. You had the picture already. Now you know what it takes. But do what it takes to get there. Pay the price. Pay the price. Every rising in life is as a result of price paid. If you don't pay the price, you can't move. There's always price to pay. Your new door will not drop on your laps as free gift. It's not. More essential, just know what to do and then begin to do it. If you do it, you will move forward. It's a price to be paid. Glory be to God. So you can't fold your hands and expect progress. And expect yourself to realize your dream and get to where you want to get to. Proverbs 22, verse 29. She said, how a man who is diligent in his work, in his business. See, this man will not appear before ordinary people. He will appear before kings. Men will look for him. Why? Because he's diligent. Every lazy individual, no matter how long you speak in tongues, you will still end up in misery. No matter how long you fast and pray, you will still end up in misery. You are still a registered person for suffering. You must be diligent. Hard work. Hard work with sense. What do I call it? So, as you know the idea of what your new level is, then you must give it all it takes to get there. Glory be to God. Number two, keep doing what you are doing now until you get to your destination. Now that you have put effort, you have known it, you have known what it takes to get there. Now that you are doing it, keep doing it. Don't get weary because there is no result now. It's not automatic. Sometimes you may do small and get plenty. But sometimes God may want to try you to see how consistent you will be. So he hold you small. Whether you will go up, you will give up. It took us 6 months to be able to finish the foundation of this house. We didn't tell you, you can never know. It remains only me and my wife who still believe in this project. And we're coming here every day, go around it, and tell ourselves, this wall will be very high. This one will be very high. This one will be very high. Foundation. Then of our leader, they ran away. And they'll be mocking us. Sometimes we'll be praying. There was no fence in the front. When we were coming here, we were praying. Myself and my wife, we just go around and just praise God. Not even prayer. We're just praising God. And they are passing there. They'll be laughing at us. And we'll see them like this. Is it by force? It's not by force. It's by choice. Today, our choice has worked for us. Don't give up. No matter the mockery, hold on to that, the picture you have in your heart. But make sure you are working at it. Don't let it die at the level of speaking. Let me begin to see your results. Your silent effort that nobody knows, but it's giving results. The result is visible. Do it until you get to your place of rest. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep doing it. Keep at it. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Say, whatsoever your hand find to do, do what? With all your might. Do it all your might. Do it. In the grave, there's nothing to do again. Do it with all your mind. So you must overcome that temptation of being wearied out. And say, I have tried. I've had people telling me, Pastor, I've done all I need to do, but there's no result. I tell them, go and keep doing it. How do you get to do what we are doing? When there's prayer and it's godly, and there's God's inspiration inside, go and do it. Just continue. Today, if you enter here, you say, they are free church. But you don't know what we went through in 6 months. We pack sand outside here, at this side, sap sand, it grows sand. Grass. The grass covered the sand. You can't see the sand again. What did my wife want to uproot? I said, don't uproot, leave it, don't uproot it. I said, now God grow grass on top. So that when they fall, you don't wash the sand away. Everything devil teach they do, find language for them. You'll be disgraced. I will be worried. I said, no, please, mommy, don't remove that grass. Leave it. It's God that covered for us. So that because it was around June or so, around August. It was falling every day. We were here walking outside. I mean, just pray around. Every day we get soaked home. But we didn't give up. Keep doing it until you get your results. Don't give up. Don't give up. So I tell people, don't look for big money at once. You will either resort to be stealing, to be a thief, or be a beggar, or resort to all these 419 people. 10 naira dropping every day. If you drop 100 times in a day, you know how much it will give you. It's small, but it's something. 10 naira dropping. If you drop 1 million times, that is 10 million. Am I correct? But 10 naira look very small when you drop once. Just keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. Glory be to God. Don't give up. You can't rise without a price. And just keep going with God. Number three. Appreciate God for every victory on the way to your results or to your destination. You will meet challenges. Oh, sure. But even in the midst of the challenges also, there will be small victory. Follow God. Keep giving God glory. Keep thanking him. Keep telling him you are grateful. Don't resort to more money and complaining. Because if you are going and you saw challenges, run away. Don't run away. God told them, I will deliver this land to you. They saw the giant and start complaining. They never entered the promised land. But they say, we can do it. God can give all these people and the land. They are the people that enter. Don't give up. So keep thanking God despite the challenges you have. In your attempt to get your result or get to your new level. You will have challenges, but they can't stop you. Keep thanking God as we move there. Genesis 1, verse 4 and 5. verse 4, the Bible says, and God saw the light, and that was what? Was good. But you know there were challenges before the light came. Am I correct? There was what? There was darkness everywhere. So in the midst of this darkness, God brought light. Something, is this something good inside the light? So as you also move in this light, you will see some of God's victory in your life, even as you are moving. And you're also seeing challenges. Don't let the challenges overwhelm you and blind your face that you can't tell God, thank you for the victory. And the Bible says, and God saw the light, that was good. In every challenge of life, inside the challenge, there's a victory. If you look at it very well. I want to pray with every one of us that this is our new level of glory. Every person must resort to thanksgiving. It's our weapon of victory here. There's nothing more. It's our weapon of victory. There was nothing more. There's a level you get to, Satan give up over you. Just give up. Because you know you can't change your mind again. And if you're a praiser of God, a thanksgiver, he will soon lose his grip over your life. Just keep thanking him. Glory be to God. So creation of light was not the first thing that God attempted to do. The first one failed. But when light came, he saw it as a good thing. God may give you some victory as you are moving on. Please resort to thanksgiving. Don't always complain about what has not been done. Look at what I've done for you and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. You are complaining and murmuring about your children's school fees. What of those who are married earlier than you and not have a child? What would they complain about? God gave you rice. You say the fish there is very small. Other people are eating turkey. And so what? I see people complain sometimes. I just say, what kind of human being is this? That God even provide for you, so thank him. There are people who want to eat and they don't have food to eat. Anywhere you find yourself, any challenge facing you, tell God I'm grateful. It's a faster way of moving out of that challenge. So the level of result you want may not have happened. But please thank him for the little victory you are seeing. If not for anything that you are alive. The man in the grave or in the mortuary does not ask for anything. He can't complain. He's not aware of anything happening to him. But you are alive. There's life for you. That means there's hope. Encourage yourself like David. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And tell yourself, if I'm still alive, there's hope for me. Move on. So you can truly move on. Glory be to God. So I appreciate God for the little blessings you have experienced. Because when you appreciate God, you are also elevated. Because appreciation brings elevation. God will elevate you. But complaining will always press men down. If you cannot see what is good today, you will never find what is good tomorrow. That's the principle of God. For those who cannot see anything good in their life, in their business, in their marriage, in their academics, in their career, everything is complaining. They never find the good of tomorrow. They just see good. Every man and woman has been there, say, I want to be like this person. They too have faced challenges, but they came out of it. It can never be by complaining and murmuring. Never. Number 4, be willing to change your approach or procedure even as you are moving to your new level. Don't be rigid and say, this is how I'll be doing it. This is how I'll be doing it. No. Be flexible in the hand of God. 2 Kings 4, 29 to 35. It's about the Shunammite woman and her dead child. Elisha changed his approach twice before that child came alive. He lied down on him, mouth to mouth, eye to eye. The dead child was still there.
The highest thing that could happen to that child, that the Bible says the child's body warmed up, but it didn't come alive. The Bible says he stood up again. He moved around. He changed his style in the house. And they came back again and lie down the boy. The Bible says the boy snitched several times. He came alive. Don't be rigid. Let God be able to bend you. Because we are going, you will miss obstacles. You may say, go like this to dodge the obstacle. Don't say, I must go through. I see Christians who look for trouble for themselves. You know, it's not wisdom to fight a fight you can avoid. Because you are strong. I am a trobi. No. If you can avoid that fight, just go away. You may seem like a lazy man, a lazy woman to others, but I can tell you, you are a wise person. Avoid it. Any fight you can avoid, avoid it. That is wisdom. You are not lazy. Because it's not a proof of strength, but a proof of foolishness when you fight every battle and every fight that comes your way. So sometimes you may see a big obstacle and God know how to pass you through, but not through it, maybe around it. Follow God's instruction and follow around it and go away. The thing that you have escaped. It's not how many scars you carry on your body that show how strong you are. No. It shows how foolish you have been. Attempt to every battle. Let God give you wisdom. How to handle it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, to be married to tradition is to give birth to frustration. When you're married to, you say, hey, no, this is not what they do. I know what change them. You are married to tradition. It will, at the end, you'll be frustrated. Don't get married to tradition. What is important to you is the new level. But the route can change, can vary. The route you pass through it, the way you take, you approach it, can vary. But the result will still come out. What you are looking for is result. What men want to see in your life is result. Your testimonies that will go and change your story. As long as the route or the way you took is godly, and will deliver your result to you, please follow it. And the last one is number 5. Make demand on God's help. Don't go on your own strength. Make demand on God. Let tell God to help you. Cry to Him, Lord, help me. If God does not help you, nobody can help you. Nobody. You can't help yourself, and no mortal man on earth can help you until God step in. So make demand on the help of God. Don't trust your strength or your connections. You may have human connections. But can I tell you, both your own effort and their own will fail if God is not involved. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. So don't forget to put the garment. Of His grace. On your effort. Let the grace of God be the garment. That cover your effort. So that God. Can also. Bring His help. Unto you. If God help a man. Men will interpret that help for so many things. People say there are some politicians, some senators, both here and abroad, that bring them to this place. I just laugh. They say, if not, how can they be the church? How many of them are inside the church? How many can you see here? I just laugh. People that God is using, if you see themselves, you know so on their body. You won't think they have 10 cobble in their pocket. And they're seated in the church today. Many of them. It's God that moves men. Can I tell you? God is the connector of all connections. If you cut God off
And so you see your own effort to be chasing man around or chasing men around, you will come back disappointed. Allow God to help you. Tell your neighbor, allow God to help you. Glory be to God. To your new level of exploit is possible. Now I want to speak to the brethren to be ordained today as pastors, elders, deacons, senior deacons, and senior deaconesses. This exercise is to empower you. It's to bring you to a point of grace where you can do more for God. It's not a title you hang on your neck. Now I'm a senior deacon. Now I'm a senior deaconess. And you start embarrassing church members. You see me, I'm talking to you like this. You know that, I'm a deacon, or I'm a pastor, I'm an elder. You know they fear God. You might fear God. That's not the purpose of today's exercise. It will bring you closer to the grace of God, where you can do more for Him and even do more for yourself. Hear Him more. That the impartation you will receive today will move your life forward for better service unto God. And also bring you profits. Glory be to God. May God bless you. May God bless everybody. In this season, receive grace to do more for God and even for yourself. And have rest all over around your life. And move and make progress. In Jesus' precious name. Can we rise up?